running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
Well, safe to say there's some monkey business going on with the Bidens, and chances are there's a lot of other people who've done business with them. That's why Oversight Chair James Comer is ready to investigate anybody who's done business with the Bidens. Joining us to talk about Anthony Russo. He's a political analyst joining us here on News Radio 740 KTRH. How long a list of people do you think that is, Anthony?
I mean, I don't think we've got a black book that can fit it. It's probably got volumes, to be totally honest. And a lot of the names we probably can't pronounce. Probably a lot of foreign names. That'd be my guess.
Ukrainian names, maybe.
Ukrainian,
Chinese names. Yeah.
I wonder how much coverage mainstream media is going to give to all of this. I mean, it's unavoidable to some point, but how much will they try to cover as they've been covering for this whole Chinese balloon thing all weekend?
You know, they had him on, they had Comer on NBC, and they, of course, were trying to make him out to look like either they were doing this with the Oversight Committee as revenge for what, you know, went on during Trump presidency. It almost painted as a picture of not legitimate. And Comer responded perfectly. He said, look, if we've found enough to where this is already of interest in the Oversight Committee, we have so many documents, we have so much evidence, we have so many things tying Hunter Biden to his father, which is the key behind this whole investigation. And then and they still fought back with him because if this doesn't uncover what it should uncover immediately, we'll move on. This isn't about vengeance. This is about actually having some oversight into an administration that has broken rule after rule after rule and has been completely ignored.
There are some people who are talking about a special prosecutor, but I wonder if even if that is a decent idea or a good idea, because I take a look at these investigations done by Durham, for example. It's been going on for years. I mean, it seems like we never get to the end of the investigation.
Yeah, I don't think a special investigation or a special investigator prosecutor, I don't think we're there yet, first of all. I think ultimately this has to be something that if it shows everything that they're saying that it shows, it has to move straight to impeachment proceedings, because what you're going to get out of that is you're going to get media, and it's probably not going to end up going all the way through the Senate, but at least it will show an impeachment in the House, and that's enough to at least get coverage. And I think that's the key behind this right now, is at least getting in the minds of Americans that this is legitimate, just the same as Hunter Biden this week claiming and finally admitting that the laptop is his by having a lawsuit saying they stole my laptop. So it's all it would do is legitimize the issues in the American mind.
So we're talking about daylight, you know, exposure. Maybe there won't be any retribution that will be applied, but at least waking up the people who have had their eyes closed by the media and the administration.
I mean, anybody that with a discerning eye that reads the articles or at least listens to Comer will hear 150 eyebrow-raising bank transactions, some of which were in the 2-3 million range with the Chinese Communist Party at points. Just hearing that, if you even have a questionable bone in your body, this should be enough to go, well, that doesn't seem right. And you got to stop just mentioning things like, oh, but Jared Kushner. Right now we're talking about the current sitting president that has clear ties to other countries through his son, through the son's laptop that has evidence in it talking about the fact that it all goes back to Joe Biden, and some of which are such egregious issues that we're talking about. They're investigating him for human trafficking. This would be on every mainstream media network if there was even a breath of air of going, well, there might be a tie to human trafficking in Donald Trump. And I think that we're seeing the fact that some of these crimes are bad enough that this is enough for an impeachment that should even be bipartisan if they find everything that they're talking about, or if they expose everything that they're talking about that they have found.
All right. Anthony Russo, thanks as always. That's political analyst Anthony Russo.